And Marlon, when we take a look at this initiative, obviously this is something you all are proud of working at, and you're going to be tracking this pretty close, aren't you?
That's right. We, as the Geological Survey, we do monitoring. We do scientific research, and so we monitor current conditions, and then hopefully after treatments occur, we'll monitor the success of those treatments.
Now, when you say monitor, you're going to be watching every step of the way, coming back, checking. How's that going to actually work?
That's right. We have a methodology where we collect samples, measure flows and sediment loads, and then we can calculate loadings of different parameters, nutrients and sediment, and then we can determine the health of the stream and hopefully the improvements that will occur relative to the treatments that are implemented.
And obviously this will be information that will be recorded and kept for years to come, basically.
That's correct, and it can be used in the future as land use. Of course, in Baldwin County, land use change is a big issue. So as land use in the Fish River watershed changes, then that historic baseline data will be used to compare to current conditions in the future.
So in your mind, a great project for the state then?
Oh, absolutely. We need more of these.